Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning, or good day. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Continue this morning our study on the great book of Isaiah, chapter 6, the vision of the prophet. I'm talking about the grooming of a prophet. And today, before we finish out the chapter, I want to go back and kind of rehash something here. The Word of God says in Isaiah 6:1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord setting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." We want to look at a contrast here. First of all, we have Uzziah, the earthly king, the fleshly king, the king who we studied and found out that for the most part he was a good king, but he didn't finish well. The Word of God declares that because of his pride, we talked about pride, how damaging, how it can hurt us, that we must live in a broken and a contrite spirit, completely humbled unto God. And we see a point of contrast here. First of all, we see the king that is corrupted, which I believe is a type of this world, a type of what's going on in this world, the corruption that is in every point and every sect and within this world today. And this king is being pushed aside, so to speak, which is a seasonal change. Of course, his son, the Word of God declared, I believe his name was Jotham, took the throne. But what Isaiah saw was an incorruptible, eternal king of glory, which I believe that every incarnation or every vision from the Old Testament to the New Testament is a vision and a type of Jesus Christ, the soon coming king. "If I be lifted up," he said, "I will draw all men unto me." So we see this contrast here. We see, I don't know what Isaiah was going through. I'm sure it was a troubled time. Many say that Uzziah was Isaiah's cousin, or some kin to him. But I'm sure, you know, when we see things falling apart around us, you know, it tends to weigh on us. But the Bible says, "Set your affections on things above rather than on things below." We are not citizens of this world. The Bible says that Abraham went about seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. So our hope is not in the world today and the governments of this world and the leaders of this world, but our hope is in our soon coming King, which is Jesus Christ our Lord, the only King, the only Lord, the only one that was worthy. The Word of God declares in Revelation that there was a time in heaven when John wept because there was none, as he saw, to worthy to open the seals. But the Word of God declares, the angel of the Lord said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is worthy to open the seal." So he is a worthy king, worthy to be praised, worthy to be lifted up. Amen. Worthy to have his name invoked on the face of this earth. So we have our hope today not in the kingdoms of this world and the systems of this world, but in the soon coming King, which is Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which we are citizens of a world to come. So this is a type of the world system that is a failing and is soon to be overtaken, which the spirit of the Antichrist is here right now, but is soon to be overtaken by the Antichrist, the appearance of what the Bible calls the son of perdition, or the son of destruction, that one cloaked purely in deception, great deception. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. So there's great deception that is operating in the world and upon the earth today within this nation. There's great deception because this is the enemies, the powers of darkness. That's one of their greatest tools is deception. And the Bible says, if we believe a lie and we receive a lie, then the Word of God says it's that we are damned. There's damnation heading our way because we cannot live on a lie. We must live on the truth, the knowledge of the truth will set us free according to the Word of God. And those that the Son set free is free indeed. So we have these changing times, these changing seasons. The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. Daniel declared, and he, which is God Almighty, changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Omnipresent God, omniscient God, all-knowing, all-present, all-sufficient, God all by himself. Are you hearing me? We're monotheistic. We believe in one God, one Lord, one baptism. Many religions call themselves monotheistic, but if you take Jesus out of the equation, then yeah, we have a problem. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Jesus, the incarnate of God Almighty, who is man, that God's mindful of us. He would condescend to earth, take on the form of a human, and die for our sins. Jesus is God. The Bible says he was there from the beginning. The Word of God says he thought about robbery to make himself equal with an almighty God. So God changes the times, and he changes the seasons. God's a seasonal God. I believe in dispensations. I believe there's times, different times and seasons where God dispenses his word in a different way, not necessarily taking away from his character, never doing that, but stepping up, so to speak, as the Word of God says that in the last days I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. In the last days you shall not only receive the latter rain, but you'll receive the former and the latter rain together. So God is in charge. The Lord is in charge. We must keep the faith in the days in which we live. We must endure, and that's not necessarily enduring great tribulation, but we must endure what's coming on the face of the earth. The church is here for a reason. The Bible declares that the church of the living God is a restrainer. We are the ones that represent Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. We have something to say, and that something to say is what John the Baptist said. He says, declare ye the name of the Lord. He said, get your paths straight. Make a way in the wilderness. Things are coming. Things are changing. The Word of God says, those that are holy shall remain holy. Those that are filthy shall remain filthy. So this is the day and age that we have to made up mind. The prophet Elijah told him on Mount Carmel. He said, how long will you be halted between two opinions? You know, we can no longer be middle of the road. We must choose who we're going to serve. And we must keep the faith. In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Speaking to Timothy, this is at the end of Paul's life, sitting in a Roman prison about to lose his head for the gospel. Think about it today. And he said, I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my course. In other words, he was straight on. He was straight on. He declared in Romans 8:38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. That pretty well covers a multitude of things. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The establishment of the new covenant, the new everlasting covenant, once and for all. The Word declares that Jesus went behind the veil and put his blood on the mercy seat, applied it to the mercy seat. making provisions that our sins will be taken away. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. The Word of God declares that we must not go the way of the world. He tells us in the Word of God in Revelation 18:4, come out of her. Come out of her. He says, I've heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not her plagues. This is the world system. We cannot go the way of the world. We are like salmon. When they go to birth something, they swim against resistance. They swim against the currents, so to speak. And this is what we are against today, is the currents of this world. And I believe you will testify that they are getting stronger and more pronounced, more than they ever have been. The Bible says, in the last days shall be perilous times. Iniquity and lawlessness shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. So he says to come out of her in Revelation 18:5. Why? For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Word of God declared, beware, God is not mocked. But whatever a man sows is what that man is going to reap. The Bible says the sins have reached to heaven, and God will remember her iniquities or her lawlessness, her rebellion against his plan. See, pride and rebellion. Rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. A haughty spirit will never please God. A stiff-necked spirit, an arrogant, narcissist spirit will never please God. The Bible says, humble yourself, and in due time you shall be exalted. So we need to come out of this world system. The Bible declares, and her plagues, what's coming? He's warned us. Jesus said in Matthew 24, things will be increasing. There will be more natural disasters. There will be more diseases that the medical community will not have answers for. The love of many shall wax cold. Men's minds are being taken over by the powers of darkness, being influenced by the powers of darkness. They go the way of the world. They go the way of the world. And there needs to be a voice in these last days crying out and warning, there is a way other than this world. There is, and I use the word escape. Many people get upset when you say that, but the fact is there is coming a day when we will escape this in due time. We will occupy until he comes. We will stand on the word of God until he comes. Heaven and earth shall pass away, as I just quoted, but his word will never, ever pass away. We stand on the word of God. So we must recognize the spirit. I personally believe that nothing happens in the natural until it happens in the supernatural. I believe that we are spiritual beings. I believe there are entities and things out there that we by no means can see that influence this world, have influenced man from the beginning of time. That's the powers of darkness. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wicked spirits in high places. A structured kingdom poised against God and his saints. We have an enemy. We have an enemy. The Bible says, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. We are in a spiritual warfare. The Word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We need to get back to basics. The preachers need to lay between the porch and the altar once again. Preachers once again need to be the men and women of God that God has called them to be, to seek themselves of no reputation. Quit worrying about men's approval and men's applause and the accolades of men, because we cannot please both men and God if we are men pleasers, and by no means will we ever please God. Amen. We need to please God. Psalmist David said, I'm going to write your word on my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, the Word of God declares in Revelation chapter 13 that there is not only a political system, which will be headed up by the Antichrist, but there is a religious system that will be headed up by what the Bible declares the false prophet, the religious leader, the one who will come in the form and the fashion of God Almighty, but deny the power thereof, with all deception, call good evil and evil good. This is going on right now. This is going on right now when people are reversing. They are calling men and women of God vile and calling themselves righteous. They are declaring that the word of God will have no effect upon them, that they'll do what they want to do. They'll go their own way. And the word of God declares if they choose to do this, then he will send them a strong delusion. That's what we're going to talk about in the last half of this chapter. He will give them over to what they want because of their rejection of the plan of God. It's a dangerous thing. The Bible says the only unforgiven sin is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. In other words, rejecting God, rejecting his tugging at our heartstrings. We cannot get saved unless the Spirit of God convicts us. And we cannot ignore when the Spirit of God moves within our hearts and our minds, trying to get us to go in the right direction. So we must recognize the Spirit that's in the world today. And the Spirit, as Peter and I believe John both made reference to, is the spirit of the Antichrist, that which is against Christ. We'd have to be blind today, spiritually speaking, not to see that this spirit is very prevalent in the world today and very prevalent in the United States of America. Moving. The Bible says, deceived and being deceived. Deception, the very elect to be deceived, if possible. If we think we can't be deceived, we're already deceived. My Lord, we need discernment. The Bible says the sons of Issachar had discernment and knew what to do for Israel in the last days. Paul said we must stay this course. There's no time to go back. No time to look back. The Bible says if a man puts his hands to the plow and looks back, he's not worthy of the kingdom of God. The Bible says remember Lot's wife. When God so graciously and mercifully delivered Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, from what I can understand, what I can see, she was so entrenched within that system, within the perverse lifestyle that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. He told him not to look back, and she did, and the Bible declares she became a pillar of salt. I believe that. What God says is what he's going to do. God's not mocked. Every word he speaks shall come to pass. The Bible says every T will be crossed, every I will be dotted. Precept upon precept, that which God has spoken, he will do in his time frame. At the appointed time, the Feast of Israel, feast in that particular realm means appointed time. It's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will receive you. He says, come out from among them. Amen. Come out from that spiritual influence that's going on in the world today. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world, little g, the God of this world, the one that has influence over this world, the world system by which is manipulated and moved by the powers of darkness, Satan being the head power of darkness, principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but this is what we wrestle against. I'll repeat it again, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of every stronghold. So we need to be separated. We need to have a made-up mind. We need to pray for discernment. We need the Word of God preached in our pulpit strong and uncompromised today. Now, men and women not worrying about offending people by the Word of God. We live in an age where people are politically correct. In other words, they don't tell the truth. But we need a good dose of the truth. When I was raised up, we needed a good dose of the salts. That was to clean us out, so to speak. Clean us out. We need a cleansing. And the Bible declares that the Word of God cleanses us. The Word of God makes us whole. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago that we do not have to be overtaken and let sin have dominion in our lives. So we must recognize what is going on. We must not stand back and not be the voice that God has called us to be. There must be a cry from the churches today, go in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. We need to quit worrying about having so many fellowship suppers and start having prayer meetings, crying out to God. People are dying. This world is going crazy. And the only sanity you're going to find is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the only thing that can give you a clear vision today. He's the only thing that can clear your mind and your heart. The only thing that can break every oppressing and depressing spirit off of our lives. He can heal our bodies today. Glory to God. He can give us power. The Bible says, "Behold, I give you power over all power of the enemy." So we need to seek him while he may be found. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and you shall receive. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on his name. And the Bible says you will be delivered. All of us today need delivered, even those that have been in the church for years. You know, when we sit back and think we don't need anything from God, I got this thing. You know, even Paul said, he said, "I have not apprehended yet. I'm not there. The Word of God declares that this outward body is dying daily, but the inward man, woman, boy, girl should be thriving in the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." The Bible says that men's hearts will fail them for the things they see coming on the face of this earth. This is where we are at, perplexed. Men are perplexed. Governments are perplexed. Going about to establish that which is not in their power to establish. But Jesus is the soon coming King. Bible declares there'll be a kingdom, a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. Well, he will reign from a throne in Jerusalem when he will be president of the world. The Bible says he'll rule with a rod of iron. The Bible says it'll be a theocracy where he is the word and the final word. Not a tyrant, still full of mercy, still full of grace. But we'll put an end to all of this evil and these hard times and things are going on the face of this earth. We need to get our eyes fixed upon Jesus Christ like we never have before. The author and the finisher of our faith, the one who shed his blood 2,000 years ago that we might be saved. Listen to me, he's still healing, he's still delivering, and he is still saving. God's not dead, he's still alive. The Word of God declares that the Father looked to the Son and said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Today we hear a lot of voices. We hear a lot of promises. We hear a lot of noise, so to speak. Get back in the Bible. Start reading the inspired word. All scripture was given by inspiration of God, that the man and a woman of God might be equipped. Look at the word. Get your eyes fixed upon the word, the thing that will never, ever pass away. Quit listening to the empty words of men and the promises of men, which they have no power to bring to pass. It's wrapping up. It's ending. Glory to God. When, I don't know. No man knows the hour. But the Bible says you'll see the signs of the times. When you see these signs, he says, look unto the hills, whence cometh your redemption. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, if you're struggling in an area of your life, doesn't matter about this preacher, no matter who preaches the gospel, the word will not come back void unto God. It'll do that which he sent it to do. Call on his name. Believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead in your heart. Repent of your sins. Ask him into your life. Denounce every evil thing that you've ever done, every evil affiliation. Turn, the Bible said repent means to turn around and walk in the other direction. Find yourself a good Bible-believing church and serve God. He'll help you. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. If you need healing in your body today, call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says by his stripes you are healed. And he sent his word and he healed them. Father, in Jesus' name, you see every need out there. You see everyone that's lost. You see, Lord, you see that one suffering in their body with a chronic illness, maybe with a terminal illness. And Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. I ask you to touch, to heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. As men and women call on your name, that you'll help them today, that you'll turn their lives around, that hopelessness, my Lord, that hopelessness, Lord, will leave their life today. And there'll be a glorious light of your gospel and your love and your presence will flood their life in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said the anointing destroys every yoke of bond. Let that anointing go forth today. In Jesus' name we pray. May God bless each and every one of you.